Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We go to the phones. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, good morning and hello from Western New York. How are we doing today?
Well, how are you? Thanks for having me back on the show again. It's not up to me how we're doing. It's up to this great community, and we're in a tough time. We're in a dangerous time heading into holidays where they call us to gather. Thanksgiving means you gather with family. Kids are coming back from college. You visit your grandparents, come over, aunts and uncles. And so our numbers are not great. In fact, they're the highest in the nation. The highest in the state, which is, you know, very disappointing to me. I'm just calling on everybody to do what you know needs to get done, something you and Janet have been talking about with me since March, and that's wearing the masks and staying apart.
Yeah, staying responsible is the message, obviously, we've been trying to get out. I wasn't thrilled with the governor's tone last week when he was, we'll say, opinionating during his first couple of days of zoning us for that. It felt like he was mad at us or scolding us. What was the thought? What did you feel when you heard that? Because you're here. You're one of us.
Yeah, I'm living what's going through the entire state. I've seen what's happened elsewhere and in Western New York where I do live. And I've seen the frustration of business owners and residents and a lot of people who are doing the right thing here. But I think there's an overall sense of exasperation that there's a significant minority of people that are ruining it for everyone else. And I think the governor was trying to convey he does not want Western New York, Buffalo, to end up like New York City was. I mean, there was a difference in terms of scale and the intensity, but that does not diminish the loss of individuals in any part of our state, including right here in my hometown of Buffalo in Western New York. I mean, any life lost is tragic and means that we did suffer, and a lot of people have been affected, losing their jobs, losing their business. So there's no doubt about that. But I think the warning was to make sure we change our behavior now so we don't end up like New York City was the point.
What do you know as far as timeline for reassessing, adding, changing whatever zoning we're in with orange, yellow, and otherwise in Western New York? Is there a plan for this week that you can share?
There's usually a week-to-week analysis. I mean, a zone should normally go on about 2 weeks unless the numbers change dramatically for the better or for the worse. So this Wednesday will be the 1 week that we've been in the orange zone in much of Erie County. And that's an assessment. But when the governor did his press conference yesterday, he mentioned other parts of the area that are going to be possibly going into yellow and other areas of the state. But he did not mention Western New York. So we don't know right now. Again, we're just trying to see whether we can force a dramatic decline in those numbers. And we can do that. I mean, there is a lag time of about a week or 10 days from an infection time. But what happens over the next few days with whether or not you're going to say to your family, don't come over for Thanksgiving. We're going to do a Zoom Thanksgiving dinner this time. We'll get together afterward. You know, you could declare another day and just call it Thanksgiving and have that same wonderful celebration. It does not have to be in the middle of the worst couple of weeks of a global pandemic. That's what we're just trying to remind people. I know how important it is. I've had to tell my two adult children, breaks my heart. You're not coming home. I haven't seen you since this all began. I usually would have seen them many times. And my dad, who's alone in Florida, I mean, he's 84 and not going to be with me and family. And I know there's a lot of suffering out there, but we have to get through this. We cannot let this be prolonged. The sooner we can change the trajectory we're on, the direction we're on, the sooner we get out of it and declare an end to this long, long nightmare.
Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor, on the phone with us this morning. Getting word that vaccines are getting approved or close to approval. Where are we as New York State versus the rest of the nation when that stuff gets ready to jab people with? Is New York State going to be in the same time zone, or will there be a delay? Because there's been a lot of talk about the governor's resistance or reluctance to just go ahead and put the vaccine out. What can you tell me?
Well, no, there will not be a delay for New York residents whatsoever. In fact, we're ahead of the game. We have been meeting with a panel of experts who are advising us on the distribution of this since June and July. We knew this day would come, and we are identifying the individuals who need to get it first. And certainly, I think everyone would agree, we want our healthcare workers and the people on the front lines to be vaccinated first, because we're losing too many people. Individuals who selfishly are contracting the virus because they still get together with their friends and refuse to follow the guidelines, they're now making healthcare workers sick when they go to the hospital, which is really sad. And so we'll have a plan. We are not going to delay the distribution whatsoever. We're going to have a parallel review, because right now surveys are showing about 50% of Americans are saying they won't get a vaccine. They won't trust it. So we're just trying to add that extra New York State seal of approval on it to let New Yorkers know that it's also gone through our review with a panel of people, including a Nobel Prize winner. So they'll have that confidence. They'll say, you know what, I can trust this. This is going to be okay. So we'll take what's coming out of the various companies, what the FDA is saying, and then we're going to look at it in New York State. But we will not delay getting it out to people all over the state. But unfortunately, the reality check is it'll probably be 6 months before it is widely disseminated and available to most Americans and New Yorkers.
Were you surprised by the public display of pushback that we saw over the weekend? There was the Mark Poloncarz event that happened at his residence on Sunday, and there was the CrossFit video that went viral over the weekend. TMZ picked up the story of people kind of taking the bite out of local law enforcement or health officials at their businesses. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I have to tell you, I live here. I understand the extreme frustration of the business owners. I truly, truly, my family has a business here, had a business here. I used to help work run that small shop, and they were shut down for a long time. So I understand the exasperation people are feeling. But this is not coming from the government. This is what the public health experts are telling us to do. We don't make this stuff up. It is coming from the World Health Organization, the CDC, recommendations for people on how to keep this from spreading. And when you have the highest rate of infection in the state, regionally not 6%, but some of our communities have a 9% infection rate. You don't even want to leave your house when you know it's that high, because that could affect you. And it's not just in nursing homes. It is now what we call community spread or living room spread. It's happening in your living room when you have friends over. So I understand the desire to express your frustration, but mass gatherings to show that are just another recipe for disaster when people could contract it when they're out there protesting. If you want to have a gathering of people who are like-minded and want to share your frustration, plan strategies, or whatever you want to do, do it on a Zoom call. Be smart about it. You could have that same effect and have your planning strategy. I think that's what they said was happening in Orchard Park. They're having a meeting to talk about it. How about a meeting over Zoom to make sure that every one of you are safe and that you don't spread it to anyone else during the Thanksgiving holidays? Let's be smart about this, but I understand what the intention was.
What is your message to Western New Yorkers heading into this Thanksgiving week? You know, with me, it's all about the sides and the food and the good stuff. During this pandemic, my wife was very sad last night just dealing with the fact that we're not getting together with family. And this is the time when siblings come over, you get to see your parents like this, you know, because they don't live near us. She was saddened by this, and I felt for her, and I think this is just the same everybody's feeling for the holidays. What do you want to say to people in Western New York?
You know, I felt sad yesterday. We got our groceries. I only needed 3 small bags of groceries for Thanksgiving dinner. It's just my husband and I. Normally that would be overflowing my kitchen. I'd be cooking for lots of people. And it is heartbreaking. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing sadder than seeing an empty chair next year because someone you love came over and they contracted the virus at your house. You can't live with that guilt. That is something you do not want to deal with. And so to your wife and the countless others who are sacrificing, I know we can do this. I'm a Western New Yorker. We're tough. We have to deal with all kinds of adversity, and this is going to be the last Thanksgiving you have to be apart from someone, and they will be at your table next year because we're going to pull together and do this. And let's just reverse those numbers. Let's show everybody else in the state and all the other cities that are looking at Western New York saying, what's going on there, saying, you know what, we had a rise, we had an infection spike, but we turned it around because we're tough. And that's the message I want out there. Wear your mask, stay apart, don't be with anybody other than your immediate family just during these really vulnerable weeks when we're really exposed and there's a lot of activity, but just be smart and so we can be with our families this time next year.
I appreciate your words this morning. There's a lot to take in. It's a tough time. I don't envy the position that you're in, especially representing an area that has the highest infection rates in the state. So keep fighting the good fight. Keep working hard. And thank you for representing Western New York, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and thanks for getting the message out. You and Janet have been doing a spectacular job helping us talk to your countless listeners who really believe in what you have to say, so thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.